playing my role, also known as my role flame. Coming with laughs and coming with jams. On Love Lounge, baby, you better catch it when you can. Dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics. Shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Hey. We gon' laugh, cut them and kick it. And at the end, we leaving with just to lift your spirits. Make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit. Old folks say we dig it. Hey.
Welcome to Laugh and Learn. Come on in, y'all. Come on in. Mm-hmm. I know y'all like, where you been? Oh, where you been? I was seeing a man about a dog. I remember women used to say that when I was young. Every day was going to get them some. Come on in, Flamettes. Welcome to Laugh and Learn with Flame Monroe and Lauren Hogan. Lauren Hogan is not going to be here today. Lauren Hogan has had a long, long, long weekend. So we're going to give her one more week off, and she'll be back next week. But my boy Kendall is here, my videographer, so y'all get to see me, most of me, all of me. Ooh, welcome to Laugh and Learn, ladies and gentlemen. I miss you, Flamettes. Hello, come on in, y'all. And I need you guys to be a part of the conversation today, because y'all know I have not been to work in a couple of days, and we taped it on a different day because I was working, Lauren was working, Kendall were working. We got other jobs. You know we part Jamaican. Hello, hello. Yes, come in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Laugh and Learn right here on Instagram at Monroe Flames page. Also follow my partner, Lauren Hogan, at Lauren Armani H on Instagram and Lauren Hogan on YouTube. And this episode will be downloaded this Friday night, the video component on my YouTube page as well as on Lauren Hogan's YouTube page. And you can always listen to us on the Black Effect Network because they also have a YouTube page now. And you can listen to us on iHeart, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcast at. I miss you guys. I know you guys have missed me. I'm still not ready to talk to you all about the whole situation. But we're here for Laugh and Learn today to talk about what is going on in the news, in the world, and right now. Where are we going to start? We're going to start with Omicron. Am I saying it right? Is it Omicron? Omicron? Or we gonna start with Chris Cuomo? Oh, that's a good line. That's a good line, Kendall. We're gonna start with Chris Cuomo. First of all, y'all know I love me some Chris Cuomo. That is my Italian stallion husband. But looking at what they're putting out in the media, I don't love the fact that he's still with his family and he's still with his brother. I thought that was very commendable. But he's a lawyer, and if they saying that he went after them women using CNN research and CNN's company money, yeah, Chris, you know you was out of source for that. You knew they was going to get you behind that one. They don't mind you getting the dirt. They just don't want you spending their money to get the dirt. And I know you know better because he's a damn attorney. I don't know, y'all, but Chris will get another job. Chris has been in media for 25 years, 30 years. He'll get another job. CNN, y'all could call me. I take that job. I probably would last but about a month, but I take that job. Good God, they get rid of me. You know I say some ignorant shit. But that's what y'all love, right? Let me put my real glasses on because I can't see none of these comments. Okay, there we go. Let's check with our black communities. No, like, we ain't going to start with the black community. If you want to start talking about the black community, we could talk about Stacey Abrams is running for governor of Georgia. And this time I need y'all to really come out and really show up and show out for Stacey Abrams because you see how bad they cheated last time. Don't think that they're not going to try to do it again, especially since they changed the voting rights in 8 or 9 states. Yes, I see what I see. The internet trip. There we go. Hello, everyone. Let me see. Where we at? Catrice, is today your birthday? Happy birthday, Catrice. Wait a minute. Is this internet acting stupid? I'm trying to bring somebody in. And I'm on this phone. And I hate this phone. So, talk to me, Dawn. What would you think about my boy, Chris? You think Chris gonna sue and win? He stuck with his brother. Shit. He always said he was going to stick with his family. I like that his family stick together. He just couldn't do that. I hear you, but I don't see you. Where you at? There you are. Hello, Miss America.
How are you, darling?
I'm much better, Dawn. Thank you. I'm trying to gain some weight. I had lost a little weight.
You want some of mine?
Please send it over here. Rush it, girl. Put it in FedEx overnight and shit.
I want to know who did Chris Cuomo and his brother piss off.
Well, apparently, according to the media, they said that Chris Cuomo went after he was trying to dig up information on the women that accused his brother. The problem, was not the issue. They said the problem was that he did it on CNN's time and on CNN's dime. So apparently he was using researchers while at work and you know you can't do that. And I find that hard to believe because Chris is a lawyer, so you had to know he knew better.
He knew better. Yeah, but I think they just pissed somebody off. That's all. Just like I really believe because of the last administration, that's why they went after his brother.
Well, you know, even with Letitia James, who was supposed to get that last administration, but now she after Andrew Cuomo's job. I'm telling y'all better pay attention.
Because Tisha didn't do what she said she was going to do.
Tisha ain't did shit.
She ain't did shit, exactly.
Let me just say it out loud. She ain't did shit. Everybody holler. Oh, that sister. That sister going to go after him. That sister got a check. And has fell in line like Angela Stanton.
Because she wants that position, so she got to buy down. She got to shut it down because she is a position. She got to focus on that. She got to kiss ass to get the governorship. That's all it's about. That's a shame. But politics, people, politics make strange bad partners.
Don't you know? I want to lay up with Nancy, so you know that's real strange. Baby, I miss y'all. I miss being on live, but I needed a break, y'all. I'm telling y'all, I had some shit going on, and y'all just...
Wait a minute, Flame. We got a new variant, Omarion, Akarion. What's his name? What's the name of the variant?
I think it's pronounced Omicron. Am I saying it correctly?
What the hell... But wasn't it overseas? How it got to California that fast?
Well, here's the thing. I told my girlfriend when they first started talking about it on the news, if it wasn't here, they would have never been talking about it. The day that they were talking about it, it hadn't been found, they knew it was here. They already knew that. That's what I don't like. Tell us the God, the honest truth. Be upfront with the shit. Don't just keep sugarcoating us. And then y'all talking about it's first they said it was worse than the other ones. It was the boosters wasn't and everything wasn't gonna have no effect on it. Now they saying that it's weak. It's gonna be fat. You know, it's so many mistruths. I'm gonna say that, and so many sugarcoated stories that you don't know what to believe. That is what makes people afraid because. I'm getting 15 different stories from all these people who's supposed to be in charge of America. I don't know what to believe. So when you don't know what to do, don't do nothing. That's why I ain't did nothing.
If it's not the coronavirus, they don't talk about Delta no more. What happened to Delta?
Delta took a break. Now we got Omicron. Next we're gonna have Rubicon. Then we're gonna have Balicon and Ease Bayou. Shit, they gonna start naming them at the movie. What's Love Got to Do with It? Damn, they just coming up. Who coming up with these names? That's what I want to know.
Let me tell you something. They got us the first time. They locked us down the first time. I don't believe it's going to be a second one.
Well, I don't think they want to do another lockdown because they're doing too much price gouging. When I tell you that the prices are outrageous everywhere, even at the airport. Girl, they raised the prices for luggage and everything. They are really getting over. You're not going to make the 2020 money back. It's gone. But they trying to make it back.
They trying to hustle it back. I just can't get over how they doing things. If we don't, and then you got Chris Cuomo and his brother. You got the Omicron virus, whatever it's called. You got that. Goddamn, you know, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my! What the hell we got going on?
It is very scary. But let me tell you something. So after since we talking about it, let me be transparent about it. I had a bout with COVID. What was it? 2 weeks ago. I did, y'all. I don't ask me how I got it. I've been trying to pinpoint it in my head and backtrack. And if whoever knows me and been around, y'all know I have been pushing this for damn near 2 years. I'm real anal about it. But I had my turn with it. Thank God I didn't have no underlying conditions and I never had lung issues because I never smoked. But it didn't get my lungs, but it assassinated my sinuses. And that's where it started at. And there was... I was blessed to have Tiffany and Common in my life because they knew a natural herbalist here, a black man here. I'm going to give y'all his information. And he sent me this natural elixir that he created to fight against the coronavirus. I took this elixir. I had already lost my taste buds and my sense of smell, but that elixir found one live taste bud. It was the worst shit I ever tasted in my life. Oh my God. But it put me in a cocoon state for maybe 6 hours. And when I woke up, cocoon like I was out, but I was just dormant. When I woke up, I was throwing up out of holes that I didn't even know I had. And about 3 hours after that, I could feel that I was getting better. I felt like I was getting better. The scary part about having COVID is not treating it and beating it, because it is treatable and beatable. It is what it does to you after effect. I lost 24 pounds because I didn't have no appetite to eat. I had no taste buds, no smell. Mind you, and I had already lost 20 pounds from the damn sea moss. So I lost 24 more pounds. That's why I'm looking like, I'm over here looking like a cancer patient, y'all.
But see, when I had it, I think I lost 10 pounds. You know.
I wanted but the 10-pound. I want the 10-pound loser. No. I want this one.
I want the 24-pound.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't.
But I don't ever want to get sick, because mine came as a virus, like a regular 24-hour virus.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't keep food in my stomach because it would come right out, and I lost my taste, smell, and the taste.
Yeah.
And the smell. I couldn't do nothing, and I was extremely exhausted, but I pushed through, and I made it, but... And if I knew if I would have gone to the hospital, they probably would have put me on a ventilator. Yeah. That wasn't happening.
The trick of the coronavirus is it tells you to lay down and let it consume you. In your head, because it's always man over matter, you have to keep busy. So worried about giving it to my 14-year-old daughter that we were in here scrubbing and Lysoling and bleaching and cleaning. I wouldn't let her come around me. I wouldn't let her come upstairs. I was too adamant about it. I didn't want my daughter to catch it. And thank God she didn't. But it tells you to just lay down. And if you lay down and you don't keep moving, that's when it has its way with you. You have to fight and push through that. Get up, clean the bathroom, brush your teeth, wipe down. Just do something, because it's going to tell you to lay down and let it just win. And it will win. You weren't going. I survived too much shit from the 80s and 90s. You weren't finna beat me.
Exactly. Look, I think I was doing, I was spraying Lysol and just flying through it, just trying to kill it, trying to kill the coronavirus.
And so all the people out here who say, oh, I think I had, let me reassure you, after beating it and having it, there is no such thing as you think you had it. When you have it, trust me, you know you got it.
You had it. I just didn't want to go to the hospital, because if I would have gone to the hospital, I knew they probably would have admitted me and put me on the ventilator. And I didn't have a problem with breathing. But, you know, hospitals create bills.
Yeah.
So,
Dawn was one of the people I confided in, because I was not coming on live. I was not coming looking for sim. Oh, I need prayers and woo woo woo. Me and my guy got our own thing. We talk every day, all day. So I prayed to him personally, because I knew in my head, I never felt like there was a day that I was going to die. But there was a day that everything hurt me. And when I tell you, my eyelashes hurt, my nose hairs hurt. And if you say, well, Flame, what hurt? Everything and nothing. I was so dark. The TV light hurt. It hurt for you to talk to me. It hurt for people to look at me. This was the experience I had. I don't know your own personal experience. I'm telling you mine. I had to sit up in my bed and turn everything off. I didn't want to hear any noise. I sat in the dark for 6 hours. That was the only thing that made me feel bad. And I sat in the recliner. I started off in a bed and then I got in a recliner because I didn't want to hear anything. Everything hurt. And I kept talking to God. I said, dude, now you know I've been cautious. You know I've been doing the right thing. This ain't it. When I took that elixir, and I'm telling y'all, he'll send it out. I don't know the price, because Tiffany and Common had him send it to me. And this is no shade against, if you want to take the vaccine and do what you need to do for yourself, do what you need to do for yourself. I'm not pushing it, and I'm not pushing it away. But this elixir... Woo! It did something for me, and it did something to me. You just better hope you can't taste it, because good God, I ain't never tasted a dog ass, but if this is what a dog ass tastes like, I pass.
Not a dog ass.
Girl, it was horrible, but it worked. It worked.
Let me tell you something. I don't know. It's amazing how this shit is just flying around, but it's in the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you say, we just got to be careful because you don't know what the powers that be are doing. And, you know, they don't talk about Delta at all, if you notice.
No, that's because it's a new one out. It's a new girl in town. Omicron, whatever it's called. Shit.
I don't know.
Who's making up these names? Who's
on the committee?
Baby. Fauci. I watched the special with Gayle King yesterday morning that he was on in my hotel room. And they were talking about, because yesterday was World AIDS Day. Let's not acknowledge that. Yesterday was World AIDS Day. And we've lost so many, 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 many people due to AIDS. So many masters and wonderful people. And I watched the Alvin Ailey special. He actually died on December the 1st, when he died in 70 or whatever year he died. I'm not sure what year he died, but he died on December the 1st. And it has affected so many, many people. And mind you, they were showing the young Dr. Fauci, who was working under the Reagan administration at the time, who was in charge of AZT. And the other doctor, Dr. Phipps, said, we lost all of our patients due to AZT. And Anthony Fauci kept pushing it. Kind of like, you know, what's going on now. Kept pushing it.
Yeah.
And you know, they may block my page behind this, but I said what the fuck I said, and I said it on the Breakfast Club. You got to give me a reason to trust you. It's not that I'm gonna start off not trusting you, but as soon as I catch you in a lie and see that lie, because I see your lies, that's my turn to doubt what you bring it to me. So I'm just telling y'all, they made up warp speed. They cooked crack in 36 minutes and came up with a cure for the vaccine. And HIV been around since 80. Could y'all please go back to that same kitchen and cook whatever you cooked and come up with the cure?
It's
only 30 years later. They cooked it in the kitchen.
I tell you what, like I've been saying before, that if the last administration would have push this and got on top of it, we probably wouldn't be where we are today with it. You know what I mean? But
yeah, Dawn. So I'm gonna keep you on with me. Let me see who else on here, because we finna go to this school shooting. Hey, Cassie, we going to the school shooting in Michigan.
What is going on?
Well, let me tell you something. I knew that something was, and I hate to say this. Hey, Cassie. We knew that something else was going to happen after they allowed Rittenhouse to walk off scot-free. I just didn't expect it to be like this, because this young man, and he's 15, so he's not a man. He's a young man. He's actually a fucking boy. This little boy, who daddy just bought the gun on Friday, was all on social media showing his new baby, advertising, and then you go to the school 2 days later and shoot up the damn school. And then y'all want to say, oh, he got PTSD. No, he's a fucking murderer. He's a terrorist. Start giving them the labels that they deserve, and maybe they'll stop doing some of this foolishness. I love that those kids are getting training, though, because when they showed on the news that those kids barricaded themselves in their room and were smart enough not to open that door, because language makes a difference. When he was talking, teachers don't say, bruh, not at school.
Right.
And when he said, no, bruh, we safe, they knew. Yeah, you ain't no police officer. You probably him. And they were right. And they were smart enough not to open that door.
How he have a PTSD, my eyeballs. I mean, come on. He just wanted to go and hurt people. That's what he wanted to do. He made it up in his mind, and he went and did what he made up in his mind to do. So somebody needs to be held accountable. Not just him, but his parents.
Oh, they're charging the parents. They're charging the parents. They said on the news today.
Why does a 15-year-old need a gun? He's not honey.
People don't fight no more. They don't.
We're not going to war. If you're in the woods shooting deer, you need a rifle.
Well, the parents. Okay, so officially they didn't buy the gun for him. But they bought the gun and let him advertise it and do all of that on social media. So you might not have bought it for him, but if he had access to it, it's the same thing.
Listen, I don't have children, but I had a crazy mama.
Welcome to my world, shit.
If I shit it wrong, she knew what I ate to make me shit wrong. What is going on with these parents that you're not involved in knowing what's going on with your kids?
It could be a lot of parents got to work 2 and 3 jobs, Ms. Don, so we don't know what's going on with our kids a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So some parents know a lot because they're able to stay home with their kids. But some parents have to work 2 and 3 jobs, so it's hard to know what's going on.
Well, okay. I had a neighbor, Miss Betty had five kids, and she worked, and her husband worked, and she knew what her kids was doing.
That was a very different time, Dawn. I'm telling you, the parents now, myself included, sometimes we let these kids get away with way too much. And
but you would not buy a gun for your children.
Well, that depends on who we shooting at. No, I wouldn't.
You would not buy a gun for your kids.
My son as soon as he was old enough to have one. Yes, I would. I sure did. But that's when he was old enough, because I want all my kids licensed and carried. Because in this day and age, you need to make sure you have something to protect yourself, because people don't fight no more. They use weapons.
Well, his name, the young man's name is Ethan Crumbly. The school shooting was in Oxford Town, Michigan. So let me show you how the media was. When they first announced it, they said it was Oxford, Michigan. But then after they found out that it was completely Caucasian, it became a suburb of Detroit. Now, I need y'all to hear what I'm saying. They made it a suburb of Detroit. They didn't want to make Michigan.
Yeah,
I'm just letting y'all know how it went down. He targeted certain students and staff. There were four deaths. Three he killed that day and one died in the hospital and seven injured. The victims' names, 14-year-old Hannah St. Juliana, 16-year-old Tate Meir, 17-year-old Madison Baldwin, and 17-year-old Justin Schilling. And now they're charging him with a terrorist as resulting in death and first-degree murder. But here's my thing. What judge he gonna get?
Right.
Because y'all say what y'all want to about the Rittenhouse case. The judge had the biggest hand in that pot to make sure that went the way that he wanted it to go. I'm saddened by it, but I love that the high schools are teaching how to run. I have told my daughter, get your ass in a closet. Ain't no screaming. You better be as quiet as a church house mouth. Lock that door and don't breathe and don't get on that cell phone unless you calling me to tell me you say, text me.
It's always them that allow these kids to have guns. Somebody, I don't know if the kid was bullied or maybe he wasn't bullied. Maybe he just didn't like.
We got to stop using that as an excuse. That's a crutch.
I'm just saying, it is a crutch. I don't know what was going on with him, because some kids, when they get to a certain age, they start looking, so of course we didn't have social media when we was growing up. But looking at all this crap on the internet, they were trying to figure out how to build a bomb and all this other stuff.
Everybody wants to out-famous each other. They all want to out-famous each other for the wrong reason.
He killed other white kids.
So did Rittenhouse. He killed white people.
But see, that's white people that didn't matter in the eyes of the law. No, but I don't need no shade. Because one was homeless, and another one had mental issues, if I'm not mistaken. So in society's eyes, it didn't matter. But these were some young white kids that had potential that he killed.
But Rittenhouse didn't know their track record. He just was acting a goddamn fool, telling them he was a damn EMT. Nigga with some galls, what was you going to do? Blow their nose? Shit.
At the end of the day, he knew what he was going to do. And whether he was bullied or not, that doesn't give him a right to do what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents need to be held accountable. And yes, some parents are in their kid's life. I've always been all over my kid's life, even happened to work 50,000 jobs. So each household is different. But until they start holding these parents accountable, like in our state, you have to lock the gun up. It has to be locked up. So if something happens and somebody gets hurt with a weapon you had in your house, you're being charged. So, each state has different laws. But, it's just a terrible time we live in right now.
Well, here's the thing. Even if he's being bullied at school, because I was bullied, but it was a different. When we were bullied at school, we could fight. We fought.
Yeah.
It made the difference. You got rid of a lot of aggression and frustration and what have you. And whether you took the ass whooping or you gave the ass whooping or it broke even Steven, at least you knew what you were up against. And I think it made you tougher. I think it made you more equipped to deal with life. These overly sensitive ass crybaby keyboard gangsters will never be prepared for life, which is why they build up and get all this frustration in them. Then they go to school and want to shoot up the damn school. I'm never going to understand that. If you're that angry at somebody and you want to end it, I'm not promoting suicide, but baby, have at it. You ain't got to go shoot up the school.
No, you go handle your own self. You know, I don't know why they think it's okay to take somebody else's life because you may.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. And as much as I fought this young man for killing these people and his parents for allowing him to get the gun, the curtain was lifted when y'all let Rittenhouse off. And I'm telling you, that just opened the door to say, if he can do it and get away with it, I can fucking do it and get
Everybody
away with
else
it.
Can.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't. Well, our skin color wrong. We can't. A wrong to them. Our just skin color is beautiful to us, like, but it's wrong to them.
But you know what? Like I said, the last administration made it okay to act a donkey.
And then it didn't make it no better that the last president, after Rittenhouse got off, taking pictures with him, giving thumbs up and shit, and they offer him jobs. That, just like we see that, these young white boys see that. They want that because they figure, I can meet the president. I can be in this fold because this young man just did it and got away with it. So I figure I can do it too. You know, you if you don't set the example to make it correct, they're going to continue to do this shit. School shootings were unheard of when we were in school. It's so commonplace now. You're like, what? They just shot up another school? I only checked, honestly, as a parent, to make sure it wasn't Long Beach, so it wasn't my kid's school. And I know that's a fucked up thing to say, but that's how I felt. Oh, it wasn't my kid's school. Because that's how common it is.
But the school, I thought schools had police officers in the in
they
the
shooting the kids. Yeah, the one down here, they shot the kid. Shit.
It depends on the city. Like, some schools have just security officers, and some schools have actual police in them. So it just depends on the city.
City got police officers. The inner city got police officers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The suburbs just got secured.
Well, catch the dirt, Don. Here's how funny this. Here's how the hypocrisy of this is. So he talked about doing something on social media before it happened. Some of the kids knew and didn't go to school that day. You shut us down on Instagram or on Facebook because we say an inappropriate word. Y'all ain't see that this dude was trying to set up to go shoot up the school. He put the gun up and everything. See, this is what I'm talking about. Stop monitoring us for saying what we want to say when you ain't monitoring the murderers and the killers. And they showing you that they what they're going to do.
Uh-huh. It's the algorithms that flag anybody that's of a certain color, that what we say is wrong. It's the algorithms. It's just like the facial recognition in the iPhone. It doesn't really recognize you if you're of a darker tone. So, I mean, it's the algorithm. It's like, the way the system is set up.
Like the church people say, when the devil get ready to do something, he gonna tell you what he gonna do. Mm-hmm.
Because that nigga can't keep no secrets. That's why they kicked that nigga out of heaven, because he talked too goddamn much.
Yeah, I just hate, because I saw them, they interviewed a little black kid, and he was talking about his friends that died, that got killed, shot and killed, and then while he was on the air, they were telling him about another kid that died, and that baby just broke, you know. It's just sad that you create more mental illness.
Yeah.
For these kids, they have to go through violence like that. Yeah. Now, you have lost two friends behind what?
And nobody talks about what it is doing, like you said, mentally to the kids that have to return back to that school. I got to walk past this area where I know my friend died. Or if I hear a pop, if I hear anything, I'm jumping and running to the floor. We sending our children to high school to be assassinated? You know, the world, you know, America is fucked up when the safest places that you could be, Breonna Taylor in her bed asleep, murdered. The young man who was playing a video game recently in Chicago, in his bedroom, just sitting in his bedroom playing his video, bullet come through the window, kill him. The young man that was killed in Chicago recently, and then his mom was killed a week later in the exact same spot. We are in such a place of misery in this country that I promise you, I just don't know how we're going to get out of it. And it's getting worse. I can't even believe that they got the Roe versus Wade up there. You still trying to tell a woman what to do with her body when she's 13 or 14 and pregnant by a family member, or she's been molested by her dad, or she's just been raped, or a woman just don't want to have a baby. So you'd rather say she was a bad mother because she abandoned her kids, as opposed to her saying, I'm not ready to have a baby. Let me get rid of it. The country is jacked up, y'all. For real.
Mm-hmm. Because we got people in their old ways trying to make decisions, and it has nothing to do with you. You're not going to tell me what I'm going to do with my body. If I decide to jump off a fucking bridge, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, don't jump off a bridge, Don.
What's frustrating?
I'm not. I can't climb up there.
What's frustrating is that flame. People are saying in the comments that the parents had a meeting at the school 3 hours before the shooting. That's just wild.
Well, let me tell you something. And I hate to say this because I got a wayward teenage daughter, but the fruit don't fall far from the tree. Understand, mm-hmm. y'all, everybody want to say Rittenhouse mama look innocent. Rittenhouse mama was not innocent. She was not innocent in this. Just like these parents are not innocent in this. Sometimes the parents have a way of how they raise their children or how they talk to their children. And y'all keep hollering, kid, when they too young, they ain't going to remember. Hear me when I tell you, as a parent, kids see shit that we don't even know they see, and they will bring it up to you later in life. And you say, oh, you saw that? You remember that? Yeah, they remember shit that you don't think that they remember.
Yes, they do. Get a little older? Yes, they do. They let you have it and be like, you remember this?
Yes. Oh, and you be like, you remember that? You saw that? Yeah, I saw you play. I was like, damn, I thought I had shut the door.
I think it's sad, like you said, that mentally these kids, you know, some of these kids growing up out of a single mother household, they have to work to help mom pay the bills. They got a lot of stress on them. You go to school for 6 to 8 hours a day to get to learn, and then you got to sit here and learn how to protect yourself and duck and hide so nobody won't shoot you.
Yeah.
What is going on? What in the hell is going on in the world today?
It's different because, Dawn, when we were young, when I was in grade school and in high school, the biggest threat we had was if an earthquake come, we had to get up under the desk. So that was the only drill we ever learned, or a fire drill. We would leave out the building.
Yeah,
we didn't have these kind of drills. We didn't have that.
No, we had tornado and hurricane. Of course, we had to stay home. But why is you can't even send your kids to school anymore, man?
And for the parents who lost their children and who were injured down there, not while I'm alive. No, you're not. I feel bad for them because they lost. You know, they sent their kid. That would be. I'm sending my baby to school, and I'm expecting my baby to come home to me. I'm not expecting my baby to go to school and some kid then came who had a bad day, or they mom and daddy then told them no. That they can't have this, that, or the third, and they decide to shoot up the goddamn school. It does have a lot to do with the parenting, because these kids need a little tougher love. We've been letting these kids skate by, and it's not just us. We can't just blame the parent. COVID made a lot of people realize who they were. Being stuck in the house with your kids, being stuck in the house with your spouse, being stuck with yourself. A lot of people realize some things that they see that they didn't like, but don't attack the world. Attack you or fix you, change you. They want to go kill everybody. I'm never going to understand that. 14, 15 years old, you want to shoot up people. What kind of anger and frustration are you walking around with? I don't want to know that. And I hope my kids don't ever know that.
You have some people who were dying to have children, couldn't have kids, and then you see that these other folks breed the spawn of Satan. Okay, and I be wondering. I wonder sometimes, God, why do you allow certain people to have children?
Cause you need a license to fish and you need a license to hunt, but you damn sure don't need no license to get it in.
Apparently not. I tell you, these people, honey, I just don't understand. I don't understand it. I mean. I feel so sorry for those kids who lost their life.
And I feel sorry for the kids who had to actually witness that. I mean, in my lifetime, I've seen tragedy. But I couldn't imagine if I was 13 or 14 years old and I'm walking down the hallway and I just see one of my friends get shot in the head, you know, and I get away. Yeah. Because then you question, well, why them and not me? You know, you don't know what these kids are going to go through. So now these kids who witnessed that and lived through that in all of these school shootings, those are the ones who probably will have some kind of PTSD, because you know they're going to say this little boy had PTSD. I'm saying, no, he didn't, because he was on Live Friday showing the gun, talking about his new baby and woo, 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 woo. So he ain't had no PTSD. That nigga knew that was called premeditated. Stop making the words go together. PTSD is not premeditated.
But you see, but you know, everybody say that I'm stuck in the past. I had a mama that used to go through my room. See, parents need to get involved and go through the damn room.
So I go through the room. The I go through the room.
Go through the room. You have the logins and the passwords. You know what they're getting through their emails and stuff like that. Somebody said, we need good security in these schools. No, we don't. We need, I mean, because it's not fair. Like, some people have security, some schools have, what is it called?
Metal detectors.
Like, it's not
the inner city has the police. The suburbs got security guards. Let that sink in.
Well, according to Oxford, Michigan, they weren't the suburbs. They were a suburb of Detroit, but they didn't want to mention the city because, yeah, y'all already knew. We making light of it, but it's such a tragedy because, you know, Dawn, like you said, you don't have kids, but me and Cassie got kids. And as parents, I could not imagine that I gave my daughter a kiss or my son. They went off to school that day. And I'm like, I'll see you at 3 o'clock, 3:15. And
then you, at 11 o'clock, you get the news.
Right.
Oh,
you
it's
know?
Hard. I got a text that there was a lockdown. I got the text before the news. And I'm thinking, why? Because some kid brought a gun into the school. So the school got locked down. And that makes, as a parent, all you can think about is, all you can do is pray. Your heart starts beating really fast. I mean, it's real scary.
Let me ask a question. So they don't have the school counselors anymore? Because when I was in high school, I had a great school counselor. I could go and talk to this woman, and she treated me fairly. She listened to me. I listened back to her. And she helped me. Not like I was going to do anything violent, but I used to fight my ass off. But they don't have the school counselors anymore?
They still do.
They still have them.
They still do.
But I don't understand, why would a 15-year-old need a handgun? Why did he need a pistol?
I don't think they bought it for him. But I think they bought it for themselves on Black, according to the media, for the Black Friday sale. But he had access to it.
First of all, he shouldn't have known the gun was in the house.
Well, there we go.
I'm old school. It's certain things my mama just not telling me about. And I'm 51 years old. Okay? So people need to stop talking and doing so much in front of your kids.
Because they surely see and remember, because they will remind you when they get older. Oh, you know I saw you doing that. I said, uh-oh.
A 15-year-old does not need a pistol.
He doesn't need a pistol to be in the house. But I've always owned a gun.
That doesn't need to be in the house.
I've always owned a gun, and my kids always knew I had a gun in the house. So I disagree with not letting them know. They know not to touch it when they was younger, but I've always had a weapon. So.
Okay, well, I don't... You had to do it for your protection. I just don't agree that kids need to be around guns.
Let me say this. I hope that they really make an example out of this guy. I'm really hoping that they do charge him as a terrorist. And I hope they charge this as not necessarily a hate crime, but whatever it's going to take to put an X on his back. Because I know they say, well, he's only 15. He should have another chance at life. Tell that to the four victims that's dead. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving a pass on this. They need to put him away for life. I don't care if you put him in a mental institution,
You think he's gonna get off? Cause they're gonna pull up all kind of mental.
I don't think he's gonna get off on this one because these were young kids. I think they're gonna get him. I think they're gonna get him on this one, but the severity of how they get him will make the difference. See, cause if it was one of us, we gone for life if we don't get the death penalty. But he should be gone for life. And I know he's only 15. It's like, well, give him a chance. Maybe in 20 years. Sometimes they don't change. Sometimes after going to jail and learning all them stories in jail, sometimes they come out even worse.
Right. Right.
And I'm sure those parents who lost their children don't feel like he should ever get out because their kids ain't never coming home.
No.
That's true.
And if that sounds mean and unforgiving, I'm a parent. If you hurt my kid, I will be mean and unforgiving.
And the kids who have to sit here and remember that their friends were killed.
Yeah.
Not killed, they were murdered.
Murdered. In school. And some of them probably didn't even have a beef with him. They were just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
But you know what? And I guarantee you, when they interview some of the kids about him, they probably say, well, he stayed to himself. We never saw him around anybody. He was okay. You speak to him, we speak back. I bet you that's going to be the story. He just probably made that shit up in his head that nobody didn't like him or whatever. You know, these kids, they doing too much nowadays.
It just depends on the laws, too, in that state, if they're able to charge that 15-year-old as an adult. And
they are charging him as an adult. They've announced that. They already announced that they are charging him as an adult. And they are pursuing first-degree murder, 4 counts of first-degree murder, and assault with intent to murder, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. So they looking at, like, 12 counts on this young man.
Yeah, he's going to be charged as an adult. That's a no-brainer. you know. Now, it just depends on what kind of attorney his parents get.
Or if they get Bob Schroeder as a judge. If y'all don't know who that was the Rittenhouse judge. You know, the nigga who had the Trump theme song playing, who's supposed to be the great uncle or him and Trump some kind of relationship. Yeah, that nigga. I said it. I don't give a damn if y'all don't like it. I said just what I said. That nigga went in the first day on bullshit. I said it the first. I said that judge is in on it.
Well, we gonna see it. They're gonna get a GoFundMe account with this brother.
Oh yeah, that's it's very different.
Cause they love GoFundMe accounts when they killing people. And you murder somebody, they get a GoFundMe for your attorney.
What y'all, Cassie? What you think about them getting rid of my boy Chris Cuomo?
I think that, like you said, the echo. If he was doing that on company time, he knew better.
He definitely knew better.
But like you said, he'll get hired somewhere else.
Oh my God!
But you know what? I don't think this is Chris's first time doing stuff on company time. He's been there so long; he got clout. He can do what he think he could do what he wanted to do. But they were so angry. The powers that be were so angry with his brother. They had to get him too. They had to move him out of the way.
Okay, so Cassie, how do we pronounce the new variant? Is it Omicron?
I think Omicron.
What
I
so
it was a Marion.
So
somebody in the comments said they're naming all these different types after the Greek alphabet. So that's in the Greek alphabet.
Uh-huh.
Alpha, Delta, Omicron.
Southwest Spirit, Sun Country, shit, all the airlines, all of it. The scariest part is, so yesterday it was like the Omicron was resistant against the boosters and the vaccine. Now today they saying that it's, we think it's going to still, see, it's too many we thinks. There is no surety. I need some assurity that this works and that works before I make any kind of decisions on what I want to do with myself. That's all I want to know, is I want to be sure. I'm not against it. And I hate the argument when people say, well, when you was a kid, you took vaccines. You didn't have a choice. I'm fucking grown. Some of y'all grown in age, but not grown in your mind, because you let other people make decisions for you.
But how did it fly from Africa to the United States?
Girl, on an airplane. Shit. They didn't shut down. When they found out, and when they were talking about it last week, talking about something, it's not here yet. I said, if they talking about it on the news, it's already here. Joe Biden never shut down those South Africans back and forth. And Americans want to travel. People want to travel from country to country. That's not even the hard part. But just like I was coming home yesterday on Delta Airlines, I was in first class. There was an altercation in the back with a woman who just did not want to wear her mask. They had to ask her to put on her mask 4 or 5 times. And because she was a white woman, they asked her pleasantly. But they needed a sister on there that was a flight attendant, say, put your mask on. We're going to put this parachute and kick your ass off of this plane. See, if you start threatening them like that, because there are rules and we all have to follow rules. If you know you're going to fly, you know that the criteria is that you must wear your mask the entire time. If you don't if you have an issue with wearing your mask, and I don't care what color or nationality you are, then you don't get your ass on this plane.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And these flight attendants can't get, you know, they can't get too jiggy, because then they get into an altercation and it becomes down to this or that. But people are so defiant. And so, and she was hateful. She was, they kept asking her too politely to me to put her mask back on. Because had I been sitting next to her, I said, bitch, put your mask back on before you give me that shit.
And that was Delta,
too,
remind me not to keep. I fly United, so that's Delta, you say?
Well, she was in the back. I was in first class, so I had my license. I figured it ain't gonna come up here. I was spraying shit. It is terrible, though, because, and this is what we talked about. This won't start spreading because if people feel like they don't need to wear the mask. Even if you're not vaccinated or you don't want to get vaccinated, we're not going to beat you up about that. But you still need to follow the guidelines and you need to follow the mandates. The mandate is to wear your damn mask and social distance as much as you can.
Yeah. Yeah. As much as you can. It's you know, I don't know. People are people.
People are ridiculous. People are absolutely ridiculous. And I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on. And I'm sorry. And let me tell y'all right now, I am 107% hot with Joe Biden right now. Joe Biden, you will not be the president again. I don't care if black people come out in the 10 millions. They have changed the voting laws in 8 states to make sure that we can't put you back in office. Nigga, you already 906 years old. You need to make the changes for black people, because your words, your own words after you won was thank you to the black community for coming out and voting for me. Nigga, show us that you are with us and for us, because we have not forgot the 90s crime bill that you solved. We just didn't want Trump again. Hear me when I tell you, you were the lesser of two evils. It wasn't like you was our first or second or third choice, but you were the choice that we had. Now we want you to choose us. And if y'all feel like I'm playing the race card, which is exactly what I said on CNN, you goddamn right. Because the race card got him in there. We helped him accomplish a dream in his life at 70 whatever he is old that he would have never gotten without black people. Nigga, I need you to remember that black people put you there. I need you to remember us. I need you to fix these laws against black people. I need you to change this lynching act. You ain't done nothing. But the Yang needed something and you jumped on them. You hurried up and got Xing Yun done. Goddamn, if you got Xing Yun done, you better fix Kunta Kinte. I said it, goddamn it. Get us free, goddamn it. That's what they said. And I'm gonna start. Give us free.
That part. I've been saying that shit since he got inaugurated. I've been saying that part. I've been saying it because you know I was never a fan. But I keep telling y'all, he slid that in. When he got in January, he slid a bill in for them. We've been getting our asses whipped for 600 years. Mm-hmm. Them Asians get their ass whipped a year, 6 months, and then they crying and they get a bill signed. Okay. Oh, you sure right.
Because that what moved their needle so fast was that man who went and shot up those spies in Georgia. Shot up them Asian spies.
But it's still okay to lynch black people in this country. Mm. It's still okay for these crazy ass cops, and even not cops. It's okay for Billy Bob and his son and the friend to videotape you killing somebody jogging. It's still okay in this country. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's making it difficult for the next Democrat that thinks they want to be president. They ain't getting in
at all.
Absolutely not. This is going to be a one term for Democrats.
And they lucky they it, oh Lord, I wish they can get out sooner.
And there's a lot of people that are resigning. They said VP Harris is Simone something. She's resigning at the end of the year. Like, a lot of the staff members are leaving.
Really? Simone, the bald-headed chick, the chick with the short hair, she leaving? Mm-hmm.
She's leaving at the end of the year. She will no longer be...
Why? Yeah. Why? Because she the one, she was really trying to get them in. She was really spearheading their election. I wonder why.
People get tired of bullshit because people can smell bullshit. I lost my sense of smell with COVID, and I could still smell the bullshit. I could still smell bullshit. I couldn't smell nothing else, but I could smell bullshit.
You can't. You let me tell you something. I wish he could leave now because he ain't doing a damn thing.
But talking about COVID and talking about climate control, nigga, fuck climate control. Can I drive my car? And like the idea to show in Washington D.C. the other day, and the white woman got there and spoke, and she said, as a white woman, when I'm stopped by the police, I'm annoyed. You black people are petrified. And she didn't lie. And she said, I'm annoyed. I can't even be annoyed, because if I be annoyed as a black person, I might get dead.
Exactly.
I can't even be annoyed.
Exactly.
And when she said that word, those words rang right to me like, damn, that is the truth. When a white person, why are you pulling me over? Opening up their door, moving around their hands, nothing. If we sneeze.
We shot dead. But once again, it's still okay for black people to be killed in this country.
This is why we have to come out in Georgia. I don't live in the state of Georgia, but Georgia, y'all got a second chance at making a miracle. And her name is Stacey Abrams. She has went to bat for us and the state of Georgia like you wouldn't believe. When I tell you we owe her, and I need us to show up and show her that we owe her, because Greg Abbott and them pulled it the last time and cheated their asses off. We got to out cheat the cheaters. We got to out cheat the cheaters and show up like monsters.
Let's see what they're gonna do for Stacey, because we know what she can do. She the one that got that old bastard in office. Let's see what they're gonna do for her in Georgia. Okay? And you know what? And I ain't gonna just blame Joe, because Joe just got in there, but he's been in the Senate. I blame all them senators. They them bastards. That's them bastards. They need to be kicked out.
I wasn't blaming Joe either, because remember, I was Team Kamala, Team Joe once it got done. But Joe, dude, you only got 3 years left. You are not going to win again. And you ain't 21 years old, player. I need you to make it happen now. So if you have to pull an executive order, Trump did it whenever he felt like it. Stop being a wuss as a Democrat and pull an executive order. Get with my girl Nancy, because she give you some balls. Because Nancy got balls.
He ain't gonna do it at all. You know what? We had a long 4 years with the last administration. We got another long 4 years with these cuckoo-ratches. We got a long one. I'm telling you. It ain't gonna be good.
What time is it? Because we ain't staying long. I got another meeting. I'm glad we back, y'all.
Well, we so glad to have you back.
Yeah, let me tell y'all something. The COVID is real. I promise you it is. It shook the coconuts out of my tree, but it just didn't know I was the strongest palm tree it ever ran across, because, bitch, it wasn't going to get me. But it did. After having it and experiencing what it can do, thank you, Jesus, that mine was so much milder than so many other people that I've seen. I definitely don't want it. I am definitely going to be more precautious. Ain't no more pictures. I don't give a fuck. You better have a Zoom camera. Take it from over there. I'm not hugging. The Lysol did work, but apparently not enough. Baby, stay your ass away from me. I love you over there from a distance, like Bette Midler say, from a distance.
Well, we're so glad to see you.
Yeah. And I'm glad you Flame has been keeping it going. I seen Cassie going. Mark always on here drunk. Mark, you need a hug. Dawn, you always got it going. TTJ is out of jail. Laugh and Learn has been re-signed. We're going to change the format. We're glad to be back. Lauren will be joining us next week. She's off. But I just need you, in the words of TTJ, I need you guys to keep your head on a swivel. We don't know what's happening, but every other day it seems like they're trying to outdo what was done a day or two before. So you don't never know where you're going to be. We don't want to live in fear. That's an ugly place to be. You don't want to live in fear, but you want to be aware of what is happening around you, because stuff is always happening. And sometimes you just collateral damage because you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. I feel like that's what happened to those children. And because those were kids. That young man killed kids. 14 and 17, those were children. You know?
Don't forget to...
Come on, Cassie.
You're herbologist.
I got to get it in the post. I'm not going to sit on the live. Okay. I'm going to post it, and so y'all can have his information. Y'all be getting ready for it, because, baby, let me tell you something. It buckled me to my knees. Baby, I didn't even have any taste buds, but it found one in the back, and good God. I was like, what in the yuck? Ugh.
Yeah, but you got better, huh?
I did. It did get me better. And now, because I've had it and I beat it, you know, my doctor says that your body builds up its own natural antibodies, you know, on immunity. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty strong against it. But now when y'all keep coming up with new variants, Omicron, Rubicon, water bottle con, shit, I don't know.
Who's on the committee for these names?
Fauci, bitch ass. I don't trust that man, y'all. I'm just sorry. I don't trust that man.
Like, in the words of Flame Monroe.
I can't find no trust. You know who else? I've been watching all this, and I hate to say I've been watching the news, because I really try to stay away from the news, because the news will surely shake you up and down. But because I report on the news, I have to. You know, I tried to like AOC. I don't know why I cannot like this woman.
I cannot like this.
And I've tried to like this woman. I don't know if she came in wrong, if she came in too strong, if she thought she was going to bump Nancy out of her position. Because what politics is a building process. You have to build relationships and get in good with people in order to grow. She thought she was about to come in and be the first answer to the last question. I cannot like this woman. I don't like the fact that they're making up shit to want to kill her and everything. But I can't like her.
I'm not a fan of her either, because I thought when she first came in, she should have sat there, learned the job. You're a bartender, baby.
Right.
Learn the job. I don't like her. She came in talking shit and wasn't doing shit.
That's what it is, Dawn.
She talks shit, but she don't do shit. You learn from these other people. You learn what to make your community better. You sit there and you learn. You get familiar with your area, with your constituents, and you learn and bring bills to the table.
Yeah.
Write bills and bring them to the floor. Don't start popping your guns like a little bitty ass chihuahua and not doing shit. That's, I don't like that at all. You're a waitress, baby.
Yeah, I saw that. And what else? Hey, Jan, they went after somebody recently. I'm trying to remember who else they went after. Oh, what, the other lady who said that she didn't want to get on the elevator with a Muslim because the elevator was gonna blow up. And you know the problem, I can't think of that lady's name. But they're allowing them to get away with shit like that. You know, they letting them get away. If we said something like that, we would be gone instantly. There wouldn't even be a meeting about it. Baby, you out of here.
Well, for the we still have people that was in Congress. On a senators and congressmen that helped people on January 6th. They ain't done nothing to them, so.
January 6th, according to them, is not real. January 6th didn't happen. Oh, yes, it did. It happened for us in Georgia. Can we make it again with Stacey Abrams, please? Hello, Jan.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I saw that Dr. Oz is running for Senate. I never watched Dr. Oz for doctor. I never watched that nigga for information as a doctor. I'm damn sure not going to watch him in the Senate.
You better say it.
Is he in California?
I don't know.
Okay.
I told you, I don't watch him. If he ain't the doctor for my 600 pound life, I don't watch him because I love that doctor. I love it. Jan, we got a lot going on. The school shooting down there. And that was close to you, Jan, Oxford, Michigan. That's not too far from St. Louis.
No, it's not terribly far, but I mean, it's not next door either. Because we got Chicago and Indiana between us. But it was enough to be ugly enough to be real.
Oh, he's in Pennsylvania. My boots sticking together, y'all.
But Dr. Oz was in Jersey, and now he's registered at his parents' house, or his in-law's house, to run. I don't know what's up with that.
Dr. Oz looked good and behind closed doors, like one of them. He does to me.
Oh, okay.
He looked like a man I knew from back in my day. When I was the other girl.
Since you've been out and about, have you been hearing anything about Wendy Williams?
I actually read somewhere today that they say she got out of rehab and she's doing much better.
She said when she walked out, I heard her say, Wendy's doing fabulous, but I hope she's come back. I hope she comes back to her show because I'm not watching it until she comes back.
Well, Sherry was good on there, though, Dawn. Sherry Shepherd was probably the best to me that I've seen on there.
I'm not discrediting anybody. I just like Wendy. I prefer Wendy to sit in the purple chair and talk her trash. I love Wendy.
You think, let me ask y'all a personal question. You think after this shakeup with her, you think she going to come back still talking her trash, or you think she going to scale back a little bit?
That's what people watch her for.
Yeah, so. I think she going, when she gets herself together and come back, I hope she comes back. She going to come back knocking. She going to come knocking out the park. I think she, people
love her.
I think
she might scale back a little bit, personally.
I lost the light, Kendall.
I love Wendy. I miss her.
Well,
you know, and I think she's going through it.
Prayers for Wendy. I hope she gets better. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for joining us for Laugh and Learn. Dawn and Jan, TT Jan and Cassie, thank you ladies for being a part of this conversation. Let me tell y'all something. I don't know what they're going to do with Chris Cuomo. Y'all know I love me some Chris Cuomo. I hope that he didn't do that on Company Time, but Chris Cuomo is an attorney. If he finds any loophole, he's going to go after CNN because he is an attorney.
It's always a loophole in the law.
There is always a loophole, and I would love to see who they're going to replace him with. I would love for them to give me that job, but I probably wouldn't last but about a month because you know I'm going to say some ignorant shit. Oh,
well,
I'm
they say Don Lemon is really not taking it well that he got suspended indefinitely.
Right, because they were back-to-back, and they always had their own little camaraderie with each other before they came on, and I love you, my brother, and all of that, and woo-woo-woo. I don't know, but you know who that's going to put a lot of pressure on is Anderson Cooper, because Anderson Cooper is the golden boy of CNN.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he can't do all the jobs. Shit.
No. Well, they'll probably pull somebody up.
I'm ready. Look, I'm ready. I could be CNN. I can't dress like this, but I'm, hey, CNN.
They're
going to
pull somebody up.
I am, Jesse.
Oh, honey, you can't go on there with all those girls out.
They can give it to Abby Phillips. I would love to see Abby Phillips get that spot.
Is that the one that interviewed you when you were on CNN?
No. Abby Phillips is the black young lady. She just had a baby. She has her own show. The beautiful black girl. She has her own show there, but she just had a baby. Okay. Her and Booty Jez are both on maternity leave.
Okay, well, I don't watch
They've been freestyling on Booty Jage about being on maternity leave. That one ignorant congresswoman, the one who was talking about the Middle Easterners being on a plane, said that he was at home chest feeding. That tickled the shit out of me. Now that was funny as hell.
I know. It's like, you know, he's at home with his kid, his new baby.
Sexist. You know, they said men are sexist, baby. That was a sexist remark, but guess what? She got away with way worse than that. Just like what was the one guy, Ghostcar, who went live? They reprimanded him on the Congress floor about making a video killing AOC and President Biden. And when he left from being reprimanded, he went right back out and retweeted it. The disrespect, baby, the disrespect of that was like, I don't give a damn what you say. He should have been terminated immediately.
But they're not going to do it.
No, they're not going to do it. Just that's what they letting, what's her name, that Green, Marjorie Green, get away with the shit she get away with. But this is the country we live in. And back to Allison's words, if we start voting state and local in our government, we can make some real changes. Since we can't make the changes today, Stacey Abrams is running for governor in Georgia. That is our new push. Oh, yeah. That is our new push. So we got to come up with a theme song for that. What you say, Jan?
That's just her first political office.
Yeah.
The governorship, it will be something bigger and better.
We got to get it there. And we got to stop going off optics, because that's why they try to hold Stacey back, because she don't look like what they want her to look like. She also doesn't speak like what they want her to speak like. So that's what we need to be embarking on, black people. But black people.
She's very intelligent.
Exceptionally.
She is sharp, but you know America.
America
don't like dark skin and big
people. Well, let me shake y'all up. Kamala look like what they want her to look like, and what's she doing? Oh, okay. You didn't even have to answer, Dawn. That's why I said, oh, okay. Look, she looked just like what they want her to look like. Light skin with long hair, and they ain't doing a goddamn thing.
No, goddamn. And even got a white husband, and still ain't doing shit.
Look,
That's the girl.
Thank you guys for joining us for Laugh and Learn. This episode will be up on Wednesday because my son is home to help me download, and Kendall is back. So we'll have our video component on Friday. Lauren Hogan will rejoin us next Monday. She also told me to tell everyone thank you for all the prayers and the cards and all the messages that you guys have sent her. But she had a big project because yesterday was World AIDS Day, and she was in charge of putting together a concert here in California at the Forum with Jennifer Hudson and Christina Aguilera, and it was hosted by Randy Rainbow. She said it was wildly successful. She said that Jennifer and Christina were both very sweet women. They got all the pictures up on social media. So follow AHF on that. Thank you guys for joining us for the live stream in Washington, D.C. for the show we did up there for the AHF campaign. It was interesting. And I look too skinny, y'all, but I'm going to eat me some potatoes right now. I got small. I need to get big again. But you know what? Oh, I can't say that. This ain't Love Lounge, but damn, I want to tell y'all. I ain't telling y'all shit. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you. Please follow me on YouTube. This video portion will be up on Friday, and follow Lauren Hogan's page, Lauren Hogan. You can also follow me on Instagram at Monroe Flame, and Facebook, Marcus Flame Monroe Parker. Yeah. And make sure you listen to us on iHeart, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and follow Lauren Armani H on Instagram and Lauren Hogan's page on YouTube. And I'm telling y'all, we're glad to be back. It is a very scary time in America. And the words of Jen, who I always say, you got to keep your head on a swivel. And that means that you don't have to be on high alert, but you need to be aware of your surroundings at all times. We always got our face buried in a phone that you don't see the person pulling that gun out next to you, or you don't see somebody about to stab you with a knife because you are fixated on the phone. Put that phone in your purse and pay attention on what's going on around you. It might save your life. It might save your life. You might get a chance to hide in the freezer at the grocery store, because the freezer gonna frost up. They ain't gonna see you. I know about the freezer. I used to go there and steal meat when I was broke. I ain't lying. Shit. If y'all wanted the truth, y'all know I'm going to give it to you. So thank you, guys. Thank you for joining us. Jay, are we back on Thursdays?
Yeah, tonight. I'm out of jail. I'm feeling better. Thank you, Cassie. I'm feeling better. I think I caught your snotty nose.
Oh, you can have mine. Shit. So Jan is back with the real TT Jan. She does advice count. And Dawn always is on giving readings and giving advice.
Conversations with Dawn. When you get off, we're going to have conversations with Dawn. We're going to talk about pet peeves today.
Uh-oh. Ooh. And y'all know Dawn don't give a damn. Her mouth worse than mine. Good God. And Cassie is always on doing home improvements. She thinks she's Bobby the Builder.
But she is. I'm really impressed. I really am.
So what you can get from a flame mat, or what you can get from this page, is you get people teaching you. We got liquid burns for makeup. We have so many different people bringing so many different things. We got people on here talking about helping you with the stock market. Mark talks about stock all the time. So what you did, this Laugh and Learn page is not just about what we're talking about now. It is reaching out to other flame mats to learn things, because that's how you grow and learn as a person. Somebody say, Flame, are you vaccinated yesterday? I say, I am with Moderna. They say, oh, you did get vaccinated? I say, uh-huh. When they first started, my girlfriend had me invest $2,500 in the stock when it was $23 a share. It is now $326 a share. Oh, bitch, I'm vaccinated in my bank account. I'm vaccinated like a motherfucker. Yes, I did. Thank you, Jesus. So I appreciate you guys joining us. Thank you, Kendall, for being here. Thank you, ladies, for joining me today. Listen, y'all. Be safe, be aware, and understand that we living in their America, but we have a chance to change their America if we find out who we are as Americans. Because at Laugh and Learn, we're not trying to get you to change your man. We're just trying to get you to use your man. Some of y'all, though,
don't have one.
The man's just, you ain't never seen that commercial that a man is a terrible thing to waste. Some of y'all have wasted some shit. So use your man. Thank you for joining us. This is Slay Monroe. Bye, peace. Bye, ladies.
Laugh and Learn is a production of the Black Effect Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by Chrissy Payne.